When Things Fall Apart by Pema Chodron. I used to have a sign pinned up on my wall that read, "Only to the extent that we expose ourselves over and over to annihilation can that which is indestructible be found in us." Somehow, even before I heard the Buddhist teachings, I knew that this was the spirit of true awakening. It was all about letting go of everything. Nevertheless, when the bottom falls out and we can't find anything to grasp, it hurts a lot. It's like the Naropa Institute motto, "Love of the truth puts you on the spot." We might have some romantic view of what that means, but when we're nailed with the truth, we suffer. We look in the bathroom mirror, and there we are with our pimples, our aging face, our lack of kindness, our aggression and timidity, all that stuff. This is where tenderness comes in. When things are shaky and nothing is working, we might realize that we're on the verge of something. We might realize that this is a very vulnerable and tender place, and that tenderness can go either way. We can shut down and feel resentful, or we can touch in on that throbbing quality. There's definitely something tender and throbbing about groundlessness. It's a kind of testing. The kind of testing that spiritual warriors need in order to awaken their hearts. Sometimes it's because of illness or death that we find ourselves in this place. We experience a sense of loss of our loved ones, loss of our youth, loss of our life. I have a friend dying of AIDS. Before I was leaving for a trip, we were talking. He said, "I didn't want this, and I hated this, and I was terrified of this. But it turns out that this illness has been my greatest gift." He said, "Now every moment is so precious to me. All the people in my life are so precious to me. My whole life means so much to me." Something had really changed, and he felt ready for his death. Something that was horrifying and scary turned into a gift. This falling apart is a kind of testing and also a kind of healing. We think that the point is to pass the test or to overcome the problem. But the truth is that things don't really get solved. They come together and they fall apart. Then they come together again and fall apart again. It's just like that. The healing comes from letting there be room for all this to happen. Room for grief. Room for relief. Room for misery. Room for joy. When we think that something's going to bring us pleasure, we don't know what's really going to happen. When we think something's going to give us misery, we don't know. Letting there be room for not knowing is the most important thing of all. We try to do what we think is going to help, but we don't know. We never know if we're going to fall flat or sit up tall. When there's a big disappointment, we don't know if that's the end of the story. It may be just the beginning of a great adventure. Pema Chodron is a popular American-born teacher of Buddhism. She serves as resident teacher at Gampo Abbey Monastery in Nova Scotia. Seed questions for reflection. How do you relate to the notion that exposing ourselves repeatedly to annihilation is necessary to discover what is indestructible within us? Can you share a personal story that illustrates a moment in your life when things were falling apart, yet you found a surprising gift or insight within that experience? And what helps you to create space for not knowing and to remain open to both the joy and grief that arise in the process of things coming together and falling apart?